Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado. We are coming to you with another message from the Gospel by St. Matthew, chapter 23 and verse 23. We have made two previous broadcasts on this verse, and someone might be saying, why are you speaking on that again? Well, I'll tell you what we tried to speak on in the first two messages. We spoke of the law, and then we spoke of the judgment. Then there's two more words left in this verse, and it's mercy and faith. I like both of those words, and I'm not so fond of the ones that precede this, and yet I thank God that I'll never come into judgment. And I can say like the poet, for me there is no judgment, for me death hath no sting, because the Lord that loved me will shield me with his wing. But this word says law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Now I'm going to speak a little, if I can, by the help of God, on this word mercy. And the Word of God tells us this: God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Now you hear that word again: God, rich in mercy. Someone is saying, I thought he was a merciful God. There is none so merciful as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something else. That Savior could not let one sinner into his presence, into his heaven, with just one single sin on him. Oh, someone is saying, well, if that is true, I don't look for very many there. In fact, I wonder if anybody will go there. Well, apart from the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, not one single individual would ever enter the kingdom of our God. But I thank God today that he's rich in mercy. And note this: for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, when we were dead in sins. And I tell you, that's where I was, dead in trespasses and dead in sin. But the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came down to us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are now bringing before us a little word on mercy. This is taken up by the Savior himself in the Gospel by St. Luke. And he tells us there were two men that went up to the temple to pray. And one man prayed somewhat like this. He said, Lord, I thank thee, I'm not as other men are, unjust, extortioners. Likely it could have been true. But he spoke so well of himself and almost broke his own arm, patting his own back, little realizing there was a Savior in heaven and a Savior on earth that knew that man through and through. And he knows you through and through. He knows all our sins. And I'll tell you how we sin. We sin in thought, we sin in word, and we sin in deed. Well, this man, he was just praying to himself and not praying to God. It was his prayer, but it did not reach higher than his voice would carry. And God put that down just the same to show us how foolish men and women are. I'm not like other men. Believe me, you'd never get me doing that. Well, the Word of God says, they that compare themselves by themselves are not wise. You can spell their name with a double O in the middle, F-O-O-L. They that compare themselves among themselves, they're not wise. Well, said someone, how am I to compare myself? You're not to do any comparing. You're to listen to the Savior. Well, look at the prayer of the second man. He went into the temple and he cried in a word like this. He smote first of all on his own breast, and he hit the place where that sin came from, his own heart. And this was his cry: God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I'm the sinner. This man thinks he's all right, but I know I'm all wrong. And then the Word of God says, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Now the one man, he condemned himself, found mercy. And the other man justified himself and will find condemnation in that coming day. Ah, friends, we have one that can justify, for God is just, and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Believe him now, and thou shalt be saved.